Chapter 3, Devotional 14. Just Believe, the Power of Believing. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Mark 5, verses 35 and 36. We meet Jairus at a critical moment. He must consider the facts and decide what to believe and whom to believe. Some in the temple said, "Your daughter is dead," yet Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He faces every parent's worst nightmare. His child is dead. Now he faces a life or death decision. Whom will he listen to and what will he believe? Hearing of Jesus' ability to heal, Jairus goes to find Jesus and begs him to return with him and lay hands on his sick daughter that she might be healed. Now it seems as if it's too late. Men come from his house to report that while he was away, his child has died. We read in verses 25 to 34 that this faith was reinforced as he witnessed Jesus perform a miraculous healing on the way to his house. He watched as a woman sick for 12 years simply came up behind Jesus, touched his robe, and was healed. He likely overheard her testimony as she fell down before Jesus and confessed her faith. He probably heard Jesus declare her healed by faith and watched her walk away free from sickness, suffering, and sin. Now it is his turn. His daughter's fate rests in his faith in Jesus. In that moment, I am sure that he wondered, "Do I give in to doubt and fear and accept the reports that she is dead, or simply believe that Jesus will raise her from the dead? I must ask myself, do I give in to fear and believe the world's reports, or refuse to fear, have faith, and believe in Jesus?" Jairus' choice is the choice each of us faces every day. Each moment of the day, we must decide what and whom to believe. There is much at stake, faith or fear, health or sickness, life or death. I encourage you just to believe. Choose Jesus and choose life. Either way, the choice is yours. Lord, thank you for your healing, life-changing and life-saving grace and mercy. Help me to close my mind and heart to fear and just believe. Today, I choose to believe in you, Jesus, regardless of what the world says. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.